live, local and number one. Canterbury Mornings with Chris Lynch. Weekdays from 8.30 to midday on Newstalk ZB 100.1 FM.
Well, William Sedaka is a man who has been looking at so many of these infomercials. He has authored the most exhaustive and comprehensive review of the Ab Circle Pro commercial and dispelled some of the terrible myths in that. To update us on that and all the new reincarnations of the Ab Circle Pro, William is on the phone and joins me now. Hello, how are you?
Good morning.
Nice to have you back with us on the program this morning. Let's discuss this first of all. You did quite an exhaustive, comprehensive review of this Ab Circle Pro, and you probably are aware that following the broadcast on the close-up program that we did together, they were forced to change their commercial because of simply the fact they missed out some of the words like results not typical. But I notice on television in New Zealand, I know you're based in Australia at the moment, different reincarnations or carnations of the Ab Circle Pro tend to pop up on television time and time again. Are you surprised by that?
Absolutely not. The marketing that's used for many infomercial products or the techniques that are used for many health products are essentially recycled either for the same or similar products down the road. Once a product runs its marketing cycle and it's kind of on the downswing, then it's quite common to see new products pop up in place, and they just use the same recycled claims and same tactics. In fact, there used to be a product that was sold in New Zealand before the arrival of the Ab Circle Pro, because I lived there in New Zealand for 4 years, and it was called the Ab King Pro. Mm-hmm. And when the Ab Circle Pro product came onto the market, I realized they were using the exact same images, the same images of the same models to sell the Ab Circle Pro. So, I mean, to me, that was a little bit suspect because it gives the faulty impression that if you use this product, this is the body you'll get. But, well, wait a second, you're using the same images for two different products. And I thought that was a bit misleading. And if I'd not seen the Ab Circle Pro infomercial a million times, I probably wouldn't have written the review in the first place. It was just that it drove me nuts seeing these misleading claims over and over and over again. And so finally I decided to put my pen to paper, fingers to the keyboard, and do this exhaustive review evaluating each and every claim through the lens of science.
There are some extraordinary claims that the former Ab Circle Pro commercials would use. Take us through some of those. And you often talked about, was it the pain avoider pleasure seeker mentality, where it's this whole concept of 3 minutes a day. It sounds fantastic, and I guess you can understand why some people get sucked into the 3 minute a day concept, but the truth is it's never the reality, is it?
Well, that's exactly right. And the reality is these types of tactics are not used just in health products, but they're also used in products like Get Rich Quick. Excuse me, my voice is a little raspy today. They use them in financial types of infomercials where you can learn how to become a real estate investor. You don't have to have any education. It's easy. You can do it in your spare time. Spend just a few minutes a day and you'll make millions. But it's the same exact idea. So when I've taken time out to really evaluate commonalities amongst different, not just health infomercials, but just infomercials in general, they often pander to the seven deadly sins. So just off the top of my head, you've got things like human nature is all about greed, gluttony, sloth, which is the lazy 3 minutes a day, panders to that 3 minutes a day part of human nature. And then there's envy. Look at the pictures that they use of the models with these sleek bodies. Well, everybody wants to look like that. Nobody's going to love me unless I have this body. Nobody's going to love me unless I do the Get Rich Quick infomercial product and I have the big house on the hill. I'm driving the right car. So it's definitely a tactic that's quite common across many infomercials and very much the pleasure seeker, pain avoidance type of mentality that they pander to.
At the end of the day, though, this is just advertising, isn't it? And that's the way marketing, mass marketing works. Or do you think it's more sinister than that because of the outrageous claims some of these infomercials proclaim?
Well, I'll say a couple things to that. I mean, first off, the goal of advertising is to sell product. And I think anyone that doesn't acknowledge that is really just sticking their head in the sand and is choosing to be ignorant. And if they get misled by it, then really the joke is on them. But I guess the other thing is, I don't know if it's necessarily anything, well, I'll say it is sinister in some ways, because I can't help but think that infomercial promoters are purposely using every trick in the book to try to mislead people into buying product. I think that if many health products, for example, if they were using honest advertising, I don't think people would buy the product. And I also believe that a lot of the advertising regulatory agencies in most countries in many ways are just toothless tigers. They claim to have the authority to shut down the promoters of such products, but in reality, they might send them a letter, they might try to censure them in some type of way, but it just doesn't work. In many cases, they might get held to task, but the end result, it really doesn't make that much of a dent in the bottom line. And furthermore, by the time they do intervene, and if in fact they're even able to pull the show off, or the product off the air, by then they've already made who knows how many millions on it. So if they get fined, if a company gets fined $1 million, they've already made $30 million on it. It's just a parking ticket to them.
Are you surprised, perhaps finally, that New Zealand now has three dedicated free-to-air infomercial channels for such a small population?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. And it's not just New Zealand. I mean, in Australia, the US, Canada, the UK, really at the end of the day, sad as this is, money is what makes the world go round. And if you have money and you can buy that advertising space, then you basically have a pulpit to kind of preach your marketing spiel and rope in the masses.
Dr. William Zagala, really appreciate your time this morning. Always nice talking to you.
Yep, thanks for your time.
What can you do on the new ZB iPhone app?
Puts my socks into pairs for me.
Gets my child dressed in the morning.
Wakes my surfboard for me.
I love how it cooks dinner for me, just like in the Jetsons.
And wait till you see the real whizzy stuff.
A little man jumps out of my iPhone and does my housework.
So keep up with your favourite radio station. Available now on iPhone and Android. News Talk ZB. Thanks to launch partner Harcourts. Global, national, local, you.